So I posted it up there.
Okay. Pashas Kisiso. Pashas Kisiso, Lamed Aleph Yud Dalet, Ushmartem es HaShabbos Ki Kodesh Hi Lochem. And you shall guard the Shabbos Ki Kodesh Hi Lochem, for it is holy unto you, Mechaleleho Mois Yumos. And anybody who desecrates the Shabbos, Chas V'Shalom, is deserving of the death penalty. It's from this Pasuk, these very few words, that we learn the whole Inyan, and it's an enormous Inyan, called Maisa Shabbos. We mentioned it briefly in the Halachah in the morning. Maisa Shabbos, the concept of Aveira that was done on Shabbos, Chilul Shabbos, it's also to benefit from that Aveira. It's also to benefit from that Aveira. How long it's also to benefit, for whom does this Issa apply? Does it make a difference whether it's an Issa Deraisa or Drabonon? There's a lot of discussion, but I want to talk about the Yisoid of the Issa. As per normal, this is not Halachashir. We'll talk about the Yisoid, the Geder of the Issa, rather than the Halacha, the Maisa aspect of it. It begins in number 2 on the sheets of Gemara in Bava Kamad of Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. There's actually a Gemara in a number of places, in Chulin, in Gittin, in Ksubas. We've printed the one in Gemara Bava Kamad. There are actually 3 opinions in the Gemara. So, in order not to confuse anybody, we're only going to be discussing the opinion that we've printed over here, Rabbi Yochanan Hasandla. Hamavashal b'Shabbos, somebody who cooks on Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan Hasandla oima, b'shoigeg yoichal l'motzeh Shabbos. If he did this chilul Shabbos by accident, then he can eat the tavshil on motzeh Shabbos. La'acherim v'lo iloi. Other people, but not for him. Rabbi Yochanan Hasandla seems to be very strict, and he seems to be of the opinion that if you cook on Shabbos, even b'shoigeg, you cannot eat that tavshil forever. On Motzah Shabbos, it'll be mutter for other people. On Shabbos, sounds like it's also for absolutely everybody. B'mezid, loy yoichal oilomis. If it's b'mezid, you can't eat it ever. Loy loy, v'loy acherim. Not him, not other people. Now it's those details that are up for discussion in the Gemara, this Shittas Rabbi Yehuda, this Shittas Rabbi Meir, La Halacha, by the way, we don't even paskin like Rabbi Yochanan Hasandla. That's not negate what we're going to talk about today. My time, Rabbi Yochanan Hasandla. What is the reason for Rabbi Yochanan Hasandla's ruling, his very strict ruling, that if you cook on Shabbos, it's osa for everybody on Shabbos, and if it was done b'mezid, it's osa for everybody forever? Says the Gemara, Kedadorish Rabbi Chia Apischa de Beinusia. He learns it from the pasuk we began with, Ushmaritem es HaShabbos Ki Kodesh Hi Lochem. The Torah compares Shabbos to Kodesh, Hektesh, Ma Kodesh Osa Ba'achila. Just like Hektesh is Osa to eat, Af Maisa Shabbos Osa Ba'achila. So too, Maisa Shabbos. Maisa Shabbos is always the phrase that we refer to when we talk about an Aveira that was done on Shabbos and something positive was produced. Whatever is produced is called Maisa Shabbos. That too is Osa Ba'achila. Says the Gemara, Ima Kodesh Osa Ba'hano. Inasmuch as you are going to compare Maisa Shabbos to Hektesh, then following that drosha to its logical conclusion, you should say that it's also to benefit from it as well. Not just to eat, but it's also to benefit from it. Why? Because Hektesh is also Osa Ba'hano. Something belonging to Hektesh, not only can you not eat, you can't benefit from. And if we're going to compare Maisa Shabbos to Hektesh, then just like there's an Issa Achila, there should also be an Issa Hano. Ma Kodesh Osa Ba'hano, Af Maisa Shabbos Osa Ba'hano. Says the Gemara, no. That's really stretching it too far. We have a different Pasuk. The next word, in fact, Talmud Loima Lochem. It doesn't just say Kodeshi, it says Kodeshi Lochem. It shall be for you. Shelochem Yehe. It shall be for you. Which the Gemara derives, Rabbi Yochanan Hasandla says, it shall be for you, meaning you can have benefit from it. It's true, you can't eat it, but you can benefit from it. That's the Gemara Kipshute. The Gemara then continues later on on the same Oba, number three on the sheets. Pligi bar Rav Acha v'Ravina. There was a machlokes between Rav Acha and Ravina. Chad Oma Maisa Shabbos Do'iraisa. There is one opinion that this halacha, this Issa Achila, that we are placing on something cooked on Shabbos is in fact a halacha Do'iraisa. V'chad Oma no. Maisa Shabbos Drabonon, it's only an enactment introduced by the Rabbanon. But it's not a Do'iraisa. Says the Gemara. Man Oma Do'iraisa. Well, the opinion that says it's a Din Do'iraisa, because Omron, as already stated, it's derived from the Pasuk. Ki Koideshi. So that doesn't need any explanation. It's clear where he derives it, as the Gemara previously stated. Uman d'omad rabbonon. What about the opinion who says that it in fact is only a din rabbonon? How does he deal with a pasuk that does, after all, compare Shabbos to Hekdesh? Says the Gemara, no. Omakra koidesh hu. Shabbos is koidesh. Hu koidesh ve'ein maisov koidesh. The word Kodesh in the Pasuk is not referring to what is produced on Shabbos, but rather it's referring to Shabbos itself. So the Pasuk seems to be indicating that there's no Issa. By the way, this is not our subject at all, but we discussed this Ba'arichas last year in Pasha Shoftim, when we spoke about the Chiddush of the Taz, which we mentioned then is actually a Chiddush in Rishonim. The Taz says, Chazal don't have the Koyach to forbid something that's explicitly mutter in the Torah. And of course the famous question he's coming to answer is the kasha of all the Rishonim. We don't blow shofar on Shabbos. We don't shake lulav on Shabbos. We don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. All for one reason. Chazal said, Shema yavirenu daladamus. We're worried you might transport it and be over an Issa Hoitzah. So why don't we say the same by Bris Milah? Bris Milah we do on Shabbos. So why didn't Chazal say, I'm sorry, we're going to override, that's the koyach of Chazal, yesh koyach lechachomim la'kedov min ha'teira, sheva al-taisa. So they should have said, sorry, no milas on Shabbos, we're worried you'll carry the baby, you'll carry the knife, you'll carry this, carry that. So the truth is, the Rishonim already asked the question, but the Taz says, and we said it's a Meiri, it says Mefurash Hazeh, that once the Torah said specifically that you can do bris milah on Shabbos, we learn from Apostle, b'yom hashmini, extra letter, hashmini, special drasha, we learn from there that you can do Mila on Shabbos. Something that's written explicitly in the Torah, Chazal can't come now and say, well, actually, we don't allow it. It doesn't say anywhere you've got to shake a lulav on Shabbos. It says shake lulav on Sukkos. Well, obviously, if it's on Shabbos, it means that. But there's no word in the Torah specifically written to teach us that you can shake lulav on Shabbos, so Chazal can override that. But they can't override something that's explicit Leheta. We discussed it then by Arichus. One of the kashas on the Taz might well be from this Gemara. Because we see that there's an opinion who holds that Maisa Shabbos is only a Darabonon. And he explained, why is it not Deiraisa? So he says, because the Torah says, Kodesh He, which comes to teach us that Shabbos is Kodesh, but the Maisa Shabbos is not Kodesh. Well, then how'd you come along and say that the Maisa is Kodesh? If there's a Mefurash Pasuk, a Drosha, to teach us that Maisa Shabbos is Muta, how can there be an opinion? How can the Rabbanon say, well, it's true the Torah said it's Muta, we're coming to Aser it. That's a Shaila, we had to root him to it, but Al Kaponim, that's not our discussion today. So here we have the Gemara that tells us Maisa Shabbos is Aser on Shabbos. Deraisa, Drabbanon, different Shittas, but it's certainly Aser. There is a Chiddush of the Rashba, which is brought Lahalocha, and people must know this Chiddush. It's quoted by the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is quoted by the Mishnah Berurah. We'll look at the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, number 9 on the sheets. Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Simon Shin Yud Ches Halacha Hei. Hamavashal B'Shabbos, Oy She'osa Mishar Melochis. Oy, did any other Melocha? B'meizid Osa Leila Oylam Lehonais Mi Melocha Mishum Knas. You can't benefit from that forever. You cook on Shabbos, you can never eat that ever again. Says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and this is not his Chiddush, it's a Magen Avraham, B'Shem HaRashba, V'gam HaKedera. So too the pot, Shebishel Ba, in which he cooked, Asura Lailailam, is also Asur to be used forever. Mipnei Shehi Balua, Midov HaAsur Lail, because it's absorbed with something which is Asur to eat. So it sounds very straightforward.
Hagolah you can't even do to this. Also,
you can do Hagolah. You can do Hagolah. But as long as you haven't done Hagolah, just like if you would cook Nevelis for Trefus in your pot, you can't use that pot forever because it's now absorbed with Issa. You can do Hagolah. So too, Maisa Shabbos, and as much as you can't eat the food, that food has been absorbed into the pot. The pot is now osa to use. The question, Moirav Raboisai, is a double question. Firstly, the Ksav Sefer says you can't possibly understand this halacha. It's a plia atzuma. Look at number 10 on the sheets. It's the Tshuva Ksav Sefer Erechaim Simanun, top left-hand corner. The Mavashel B'Shabbos the Osru Mishum Knosa. Moirav Raboisai, why is there a knas? Why is there this din knas? Whether it's the rice or drabonon, it doesn't matter. Why are we going to say that something that's cooked on Shabbos is osa to eat? We don't want you to have benefit from the avera. Simple as that. We don't want to provide an incentive for people to be over averas. Says the Ksav Sefer. Poshut. The knasen loy shayich bepletas hakli. What type of knas can possibly pertain to that which is absorbed in the walls of the kli? The mahana yeshloi. What possible benefit does he have? Bebalua shebekli. What type of hanol do you get? When you cook in a pot, so the bleers that come out, am I now being nene from the avera? What, in what way do the bleers present any hanol for me? And the truth is, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch Harav, I underlined one word in it. The Shulchan Aruch Harav says, Asura loy le'olam.
That's what I also about
Hagodah. Asura loy la'olam. Now, if you think about it logically, by the way, what else could the Rashba have meant? How long do bleers give a positive taste for? We know 24 hours. Minatayra, 24 hours. No exceptions. Dovachorib is a different shayla. 24 hours. After 24 hours, as far as the Torah is concerned, there's no such thing as bleers. It's nisim tam lifgam. We learn it from Psukim. So, what did the Rashba mean when he said that a pot that was cooked in on Shabbos may not be used because of the bleus? When's he talking about? He's clearly not talking about to use it on Shabbos. You don't use pots on Shabbos. Elamai is talking about after Shabbos. So you might well tell me, well, he means after Shabbos, just for a few hours, as long as 24 hours hasn't elapsed. But we don't need to speculate. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says, Mefurash, Asura Lo Ilom. It's also to use this pot forevermore. Forever. And that, Moirav Raboisa, is a Pella Otsum. How can it be Osa Lo'ilam? After 24 hours, there's no possible Hanot, even if we're going to say that during the first 24 hours, Echveis, the bleers come out, you do get some type of positive benefit, but after 24 hours, you don't get any benefit. In fact, it's positively detrimental. It's Noisim Tam Lifgam.
That's a good question of clarification. If one is Mechal Shabbos, for whatever reason, Then but didn't you mind, but at least you're going to get punished. And here we've got a kanas. So you see, we're going to get two punishments for the same crime. I always thought you always got the worst of the two and not both.
Okay, so you're answering a whole...
I'm asking.
So we need to review the whole of the third parak of Ksubas, Komle Midrabamini, and work out whether number one Komle Midrabamini applies to Nisa B'dei Shemayim and an Oynish. But here, it's not so much an Oynish, it's a kanas. Now, whether there's Komei Rabbanei by Knas, that in fact is what the Gemara in Ksubas is talking about, by Mefata, that's where the whole Mekoir is, it's a discussion. Certainly if it's a Drabonon, it's not a Kasha, but Al Kaponim, let's leave it for the while.
Maybe it's nothing to do whatsoever with Mafalos Yisuras. Yes, the fact is that the Komei puts a Knas, which is a once and for all Knas, nothing to do with whether it's also
Yeah, that's going to be the Kivun. We're going to see a Chiddush of Rav Shlomo Zalman, and then if there's possible room to debate this Chiddush. But at first glance,
if someone cooks something Kodesh, what happens to the pot?
Awesome.
Forever? So is it similar to this case? Is it kind of speaking?
Yeah, but you'll have the same Kasha. No, maybe you're right, you'll have the same Kasha. You'll have the same Kasha. If the Issa is to be Nene from the Issa, don't benefit from the Avera, then by definition it can only be Osa as long as you're actually benefiting from the Avera. So with regard to Blios, if we know that absorptions don't give positive benefit after 24 hours, then there's no benefit anymore. You're not gaining anything from the Avera. If anything, you are losing out. If anything, you are losing out. They're noisim tam lifgam. They give detrimental taste. So the Ksav Sefer says, Yistam doesn't understand how the Bchlal can be an Issa on the Blios, but we'd be mechazik, the Kash of the Ksav Sefer, by saying, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and by the way, others say the Prima Gadim also says it, that it's also after 24 hours, where there's definitely no benefit, how can there still be a knas? Surely the knas is, don't be nene from Maaseh Shabbos. That's one kasha that we need to address. What's much more shver is that the Gemara kipshuto makes absolutely no sense. What did the Gemara say? That we learn from a pasuk, ma kodesh osa ba'achila, af maisa shabbos osa ba'achila. Okay, so we're comparing it to hektish. Says the Gemara, does that also mean that you're not allowed to benefit from it as well? Just like hektish? The Gemara says, no, that not. That not. Because we learn, shalochem lohei, you're allowed to have benefit from it. There are mishnayos, one after the other, that say you're not allowed to benefit from maisa shabbos. It's a mishnah. Let's have a look, number four on the sheets. Shabbos, Kufchov Beis Amud Aleph. Nochri Shehidlekes Haneir. Mishtamesh Le'oiroi Yisrael. Ve'im Bishvil Yisrael. Also, if a guy lit a candle for a guy, it's also to benefit from that candle. Also, Nochri. Sorry?
For a Jew.
What did I say?
For a guy.
Sorry, for a Jew. If a guy lit the candle for a Jew, it's also for the Jew to benefit. Also, Nochri Kevesh. If he made a slope, a ramp. Le'irei Boy. If he did it for his own personal usage, then fine. Yerid Acharov Yisrael, and a Jew can use it after him. But the im b'shvil Yisrael, also. If he did it for the purpose of a Jew, it's also. Frek Reb Shlomo Zalman Zichrein Levracha in a tshuva. If a guy does a malacha, it's also for me to benefit from. We're not talking about eating the candle, we're not talking about eating the ramp. We're talking about using the light or walking down the ramp. That's Issa Hanor. It's a kavachayma by Yisrael. So how can the Gemara possibly say, no, it's only Asa Bachila and not Asa Bahana? Again, the Gemara in Shabbos there, Kufchov Beis, number 5 on the sheets. Irishi Yisrael v'nochrim Dorin B'Soicha. A town in which both Jews and non-Jews alike, Dorin B'Soicha, both residing there side by side. V'hoisebo merchatz hamerchetzes b'Shabbos. And there was a bathhouse which was heated up on Shabbos. So can Jews now use this water which was heated up? Says the Gemara, depends who they did it from. Im roiv nochreim, if most of the population in that town are non-Jews, and the presumption is it was heated up for their purpose, so I can have hana. Mutar lirchitz bo miyad, no problem. But im roiv Yisrael, if most people in that town are Jews, so we can presume it was lit, it was heated up for the Jews, yamtin, you have to wait. Can't use that water. B'chdei sheyechamu, chamin, got to wait, k'dei sheyase, it's also to benefit from. A mishnah in Trumas. Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel, number 6 on the sheets. Hamat bil kelim b'shabbos. So somebody has a keli which needs tevila. Shoygeg yishtamish b'hem b'mezid. Lo yishtamish b'hem. If you did tevila b'mezid on Shabbos, you can't use that kli. That's not achila, that's shimush. That's hano. So Reb Shlomo Zalman says, we have Gemaras, we have Mishnayos, one after the other, that seem to say absolutely explicitly that there's absolute issa hano from Maisa Shabbos. So how can the Gemara say?
Tvilas
kelim is Issad Rabbonon, correct. So this mission is a big problem, by the way. I wasn't going to mention it, but Halacha Lemaisa, the Prima Godim says there's Machlok Saposkim, whether there's Maisa Shabbos on Issurei Rabbonon. And all those who say that there isn't will have to and for this Mishnah, there's a Rambam, it's a separate discussion. I'll call upon him. This is the kasha that Reb Shlomo Zalman is seriously troubled by. We have Mishnayos, we have Gemaras, one after the other, that say you cannot either eat or have benefit from Maisa Shabbos. So how can the Gemara possibly say, no, Shalachem Yehei, it's yours, you can have benefit. We're only asking the Achila. Comes along Reb Shlomo Zalman, and he says an enormous Chiddush. He says an enormous Chiddush. And Reb Shlomo Zalman wasn't stumbling foul for the limit. He paskened halachas gebait on this. This is a tshuva in Mincha Shlema Chelik Aleph, Simon Hay, Anaf Gimel, Sivkotten Base, if you want to look it up. And I'll tell you how he says it, and then we'll see it inside to see his Lashene Hazov. He says, of course, Maaseh Shabbos is Asa B'Hanor. No shaila about it. Mefurash Mishnayos, Mefurash Gemara. However, I'm using the Lashon that he uses. Maisa Shabbos, Chazal converted it into Macholos Asuros. They did not convert it into Isurei Hano. That's his Chiddush. They gave it the status of Macholos Asuros. It's as if this is a piece of Nevela in front of you. Whatever halachas would pertain to Nevela, pertain to this cholent that you cooked on Shabbos. It's true that it's also to benefit from it. But it doesn't have the status of Isurei Hanor. They didn't make it kilayim. It's not hektish. What does that mean? I mean, if it's also to benefit from, then they did make it Isuri Hanor. He says, no. With regards to the Issa Achila, we don't take into account whether or not in the total sum, at the end of the day, are you being Nene from the Aveira. It's Maholos, Asuras, that's it. Finish. You're not allowed to eat it. No questions asked. But Negea to the Issa Hanor, when the Gemara said it's not Asa to benefit from it, it doesn't mean you can go ahead and have Hanor. It means it doesn't have the status of Isuri Hanor, i.e., you always have to calculate when it comes to benefiting it, benefiting from it, am I in fact being Nene from the Aveira or not? Is the Aveira giving me anything positive? Were it to be Isuri Hanor proper, like Hektish, Basa B'chola, for that matter, becomes Asa B'Hanor, Kilayim, you're not allowed to have Hanor from Kilayim, no questions asked, finished. No Hanor whatsoever, no questions asked, don't have benefit. When it comes to Maisa Shabbos, all the Gemara means to say is that, of course, there are two separate aspects to Maisa Shabbos, but they are Choluk B'Yosaydinom. They are Choluk B'Yosaydinom. If a goy lights a candle for you, of course you can't have benefit. If he heats up the merchatz, can't bathe in it. He builds a kevesh, don't walk down. Tovel kelim, don't use the kelim. Of course it's Asa B'Hanor. But that's only in as much as you are actually positively being Nene from the Aveira. When it comes to eating, that's on a different plane completely. It's Macholos Asuras, no questions asked. Finish, it's also to eat, finish, end of story. Let's have a look, number 11 on the sheet. It's V'kivan Shekin. Rochash Libi Loimar. Shlomo Zalman says, I would venture to suggest. D'yesh Chiluk Godol Bein Achila V'Hanor. They're absolutely different. If you transgress the Shabbos deliberately, when it comes to something that's edible or drinkable, you have just now produced a piece of nevela. And it's also either to eat or drink it, without even taking into consideration, is the Aveira giving me anything positive? If it's not, it doesn't matter. It's also to eat. Umishum kach, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, that's the Yishuv to the Rashba. That's why hitzrichu gam lahagil esakeli. That's why you have to kasha the klisha bishlomo b'shabbos gam kishu eina ben yoimoi. Even after 24 hours, we said, Moirav Raboisai, after 24 hours, you're not being Nana from the Aveira. It doesn't matter. This has the rules of Macholos Asuros. Afal Gavshe Mitzad Hasvara, even though logic would dictate, the Hoya Yoisa Nira Loima, it'd be far more understandable if we would say that the K'moisha La'acha Shabbos Muta La'acherim, Kach Muta Gam L'mavashal Atzmoi, La'acha Sho'ova Me'is La'eis, Kivin Shum Me'is N'tam Lifgam, Ve'ine Nana, what am I benefiting it from? Says no. Ach kiven she'asuhu chachamim k'macholos asuros. Once Chazal treated this as forbidden foods, l'chein leirotzu l'chalik bin ma'aser Shabbos l'shaar isurim, it gets the whole package of macholos asuros. Va'af gam b'ma'aser Shabbos gozru al einu ben yoimoy otu ben yoimoy. Just like ordinary isurim, after 24 hours mutar min ha'Torah to eat it. But Chazal said it's osa. Ma'aser Shabbos the same. That's all with regard to eating and drinking. There you seriously and realistically have to be considered to be benefiting from the Aveira. But if you're coming to benefit from that type of Hanor that, quite frankly, you could have had even without the Aveira, Mutter. And there he says the crucial line, Kiven shehadovar nehepach. It has been converted, Rak lemaychel osa, v'loy ledovar sheosa gam b'hanor. That's the chidush otzum of Rav Shlomo Zalman. It's become a dovar sheosa b'achila. It hasn't become a dovar sheosa b'hanor. The item inherently is not Asa B'Hanor. It's the Aveira that doesn't allow you to benefit. Don't be benefit from the Aveira, but not the item per se. The item itself only becomes Asa B'Achila. Shlomo Zalman brings a proof. A raya which kipshutoi is a raya she'ein olof tshuva. He quotes a Ramah. Look at the Ramah, number 8 on the sheet. Siman Reish Nun Gimel Sifei. V'chol ha'dvarim she'osa la'asa is midvarim elu. There the Ramah is discussing Hilchus Bishul, Hilchus Shehiyah actually, leaving pots on the fire before Shabbos, on Shabbos. Anything that's osa to do, osa lo'ima le'eni Yehudi la'asa. You can't ask a goy to do it either. We know there's an Issa Amir la'akum. Says the Ramah, Chidush Godel, l'chein osa lo'ima le'eni Yehudi. You're not allowed to tell a goy lahochem hakadera im nitzdaning to reheat a soup, a water, a tavshal that has cooled down. Ve'im osa kain, osa la'ichloi afilu tzinen. And if you did ask a goy to cook it up for you, you can't eat it even once it's cooled down again. So I've got liquid over here. He cooked it up. It's now wonderful, boiling hot water. I can use my Shabbos coffee. It's gone down again. It's freezing cold again. Says Ramo, you can't eat it. Can't drink it. Says Rosh Hashem Zalman, black and white. Mufurish.
Well, it says Asherah Olam. It's Asherah.
Yeah, but here, there's a Chiddush. Says Rosh Hashem Zalman, you see in the Ramo, once the water has become cold again, then the Avera is giving me nothing. What do I gain by drinking this water, which was once upon a time cooked? But it's freezing cold now. I can't make my coffee with this. Says Yerushalayim Zalman Muchach that it doesn't matter whether or not you're benefiting from the Avera. Because once it comes to a midi da achila, as soon as the goy cooked this water, Macholis Asuris, finished, all over. What happens to it after is totally irrelevant. As he says, number 12 on the sheet, Ulam Lahanal Nichi, he says, according to what I've said before, it's great. Deleinin achila v'shtia, kol shohoya shoh achas osa. As long as for one moment it was Asa, Mishum Mais Shabbos, Harizeh Choshev L'chol Oysayim K'maychol Asa. It's considered forevermore, like a Machol Oys Asuris. Mibli Lachshev Klal Im Nene Me'aveira Oyloi. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, one second. So if we're saying a Chiddush, that there's a difference between the Issa Achila and Issa Hanor, and if you cook up food on Shabbos, water, and it goes cold again, you can't drink it. So what happens if you would cook water, heat up water for purposes other than eating? I heated up water to bathe in, and now the water has cooled down. Are you allowed to bathe in that cold water? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, in that case it will be permitted. Why would it be permitted in that case? Because that's not Achila. That's not Achila. So Benegeya to the Issa Achila, this is the Goinus of Rav Shlomo Zalman. If I ask you, it's a quiz question. If I cook up water on Shabbos, Chas v'Shalom, and now it cools down, can you have benefit from it? According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, it depends which benefit you want. If it's benefit of eating, sorry, don't go near it. Once it became Osa to eat, you can't eat it forevermore. But if it's Negeya to the Issa of Hanor, well, once the water's cooled down, I'm not being there anymore. What benefit do I have with cold water? Yeah, but it was heated up on Shabbos. Fine, now it's freezing cold. That's Rav Shlomo Zalman's Chiddush, and that's his Raya. And if that's the case, so we've entered all our kashas that we started off with. We asked, number one, why is the kedera, why is the pot also to use? I mean, what benefit do you get from the blias, as the Ksav Sefer asked? Ube Yaisa kasha, we asked, how can it possibly be that it's also to use the pot even after 24 hours? How can that be? You're not getting anything from it. And number three, we asked, how can the Gemara say it's not also to have hanor when we have a whole bunch of Mishnayas and Gemaras that tell us specifically you can't have benefit? Shlomo Zalman Shtikl Teir has answered all of these kashas. Of course, it's osa to have any benefit from it. It's also osa to eat it. But those two isurim are absolutely different in nature. When it comes to the Issa Achila, we don't consider whether you are or not benefiting from it. Finished! It became osa, it's macholes asurais. It's like a piece of novella. Of course the kedera is osa. It's osa after 24 hours as well, just like it would be in the normal case of macholes asurais. All the Gemara meant when it said that it's not Issa, there's no Issa Hanor, it just meant to say that the item itself does not become Isuri Hanor. It's not an item of Isuri Hanor. The Aveira is Asa B'Hanor. Don't be Nene from the Aveira. Be allowed to Hanor from the item. That's Rav Shlomo Zalman Shtikl Teir. Rav Shlomo Zalman, by the way, goes further, based on this Chiddush. And he comes out with a tremendous chumrah, which I've seen other Sfarim argue on. But Shlomo Zalman is Shlomo Zalman. What happens if somebody has got something which is cooking ala esh on Shabbos, and accidentally something was added to that tafshil.
Uncooked.
So, whether it's b'shoigig or b'mezid, it transpires this fellow has been over bishul da'iraisa on Shabbos. Okay, I'd have to do tshuva. But what about the cholent now? What about this soup? So somewhere in there is a little bat which has been cooked on Shabbos and is also to eat.
More than shishim.
Oh, so we'll get to bittel, where the bittel makes a difference over here. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, if the whole issa of Maisa Shabbos were only to be, don't benefit from the Avera, then you'd be allowed to eat this cholent. Why? Because I'm not benefiting from the Avera, because even before I added this little bit, I had a whole pot of cholent. So I'll leave a little bit at the end, fine. The Avera gave me nothing. If the whole issa would be, don't benefit from the Avera, I'm not benefiting. What do I get from this tiny extra bit? What, the cholent became bigger? I'll leave a little bit at the end of the day. Everything that I have now, I had prior to the Avera as well.
Unless it gave
place
to the cholent.
Oh, unless, say that, Elchami. We're talking about it gave an added tiny bit. There's no hanah gained. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, however, but according to his chiddush, the whole thing will be asa to eat. Because once we're talking about a midah achila, this item is macholis asuros, and it's asa to eat, irrespective of whether or not you had hanah from it or not. So what are you going to say? What do you mean? I had a massive cholent over here. I had enough to feed a whole family. So I added a little cup now. What did the cup give me? The answer is nothing. Didn't give me anything. But was it cooked on Shabbos? Yes. Did it become macholis asuros? Yes. No questions asked. Finished. Then it's all over. Whether or not you're considered to be neneh from the Avera after that is totally academic. It's irrelevant. Hashem is an enormous chiddush. A gewaldige chiddush.
So just to explain it, say, what do the other people have that when you're adding it? It's not a macholis
asuros. Oh, so we'll see. Ad kan divrei Rav Shlomo Zalman. So Rav Shlomo Zalman really is basing himself primarily on the Rashba, who says that the pot becomes osa to use forever, and also on this other Ramah that says even when the food goes cold, you also can't eat it. And that's on that basis Rav Shlomo Zalman was mechadash his new chiddush called Macholes Asuros. There's a new food that's osa to eat. Until today, we only heard of Nevela and Chaza and Trefa and Bosa B'cholav. There's a new Macholes Asuros in the dictionary. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, it goes under the category of Maisa Shabbos. It's a new Macholes Asuros. It's hard. It's perhaps impossible to be Cholek on Rav Shlomo Zalman. You can't be Cholek on Rav Shlomo Zalman. But I saw a Rambam, which is very, very difficult to understand. And the truth is, Rav Shlomo Zalman himself quotes this Rambam, and he says this Rambam is a Tzorchim. So I'm only quoting Rav Shlomo Zalman, not Chasram arguing. For Shuv Matzasi, in a tshuva, as I'll share with you in a minute, Rav Chaim Briska said Mufurish, based on this Rambam, a different look at Maaseh Shabbos. So I'm not Chasram being Chaylik on Rav Shlomo Zalman, I'm just telling you what I feel and what I found afterwards in Rav Chaim Briska. Look at the Rambam. The Rambam says, in number 7 on the sheets, Hilchas Shabbos, Perek Vav, Halacha Chof Gimel. Yisrael she'asa melacha b'Shabbos. Im ovar v'asa v'zodein. If he did it on purpose, asa loy lehonois v'asa melacha la'ilam. It's asa to benefit from it forever. V'sha Yisrael mutal lehem lehonois b'moitzir Shabbos. After Rav Shlomo Zalman's whole shtick of Torah, if you were writing the Rambam, in Baruch Hashem we weren't asked to write the Rambam, but if we were, we would never write it like that. If you cook something on Shabbos, or if you do a malacha on Shabbos, it's also to benefit from it. As if that's all there is. Perfect. And it's ano. Now it's true. The Rambam needs explaining even without Rav Shlomo Zalman, because the Gemara says quite clearly it's only also to eat, and it's not also b'hanos. The Rambam is stamashver Rambam. We'll explain it in a second. But certainly, there is no zeicha. There is no remez in the Rambam to these two parshios that Rav Shlomo Zalman was mechadish. And not only is there no zeicha, but yesakasha, the Rambam seems to define for us in one line what is the issa maisa Shabbos? Osa loy lehonos. Three words. It's osa to benefit. You ask Rav Shlomo Zalman, is that true? Is that the gedda of maisa Shabbos? What would Rav Shlomo Zalman have answered you? Depends what it is. If it's achila, that's not the issa hanah. Nothing to issa hanah. Once it becomes osa, it's osa b'hanah. And the Rambam says, Asalei Lahonis. So again, I repeat, Rav Shlomo Zalman himself, in a little footnote in bracket, says, Ein Rambam v'tzorachin. He admits that the Rambam certainly does not seem to be fitting in with his Mahalach. And the Rambam seems to be saying that what's the geder? Asalei Lahonis. It's also to benefit. It's also to benefit. Not like Rav Shlomo Zalman was mechadesh to us, there's a new parasha called Macholos Asuris. So how are we going to learn the Rambam then? The Gemara, after all, did tell us that there's an Issa Achila, but there's no Issa Hano. Is Lully de Mr. Finna, I would have said, and I found it in a couple of Svarim since, all the Gemara means when it says it's Osaba Achila and it's not Osaba Hano, similar to Rav Shlomo Zalman, but not that there's two Parshias going around. Just like the primary purpose of food is Achila, so too the primary purpose of lighting a candle is to be nene from the light, and the primary purpose of a kevesh is to descend from it. All of that goes under the heading of achila. When the Gemara says that it's osaba achila, not osaba hano, all the Gemara means is that you're not allowed to benefit from the primary purpose. Similar to Rav Shlomo Zalman, what the Gemara meant when it said it's not osaba hano means it's not Isuri Hano. It's not Hektish. It's not Kilayim. It's not Basav Cholov. Were it to be Kilayim, then you cannot use it for absolutely anything. Whether the Aveira is giving me Hano, not giving me Hano, is totally irrelevant. Absolutely irrelevant. It's totally irrelevant to the discussion. Rav Shlomo Zalman himself said to that, but he said, yeah, there's also a Pasha Machale Sasuris, but we needn't necessarily say that. When the Rambam says, Osa loy lehonois, he means there is one halacha. There's no two dinim. There's no two dinim over here. There's an issa to be nene from the Aveira on Shabbos. What did the Gemara mean? Achila yes, ahana not. It means it's not Isuri Hana. So whenever you are Machalal Shabbos and you're now deciding, trying to calculate whether it's Osa or not, to be benefiting from it, you have to work out, am I in fact being nene from the Aveira or not? And that's all the Rambam means. I found in a tshuva, number 13 on the sheets, Rav Moshe Sternbuch Shlita in his tshuvas quotes that he heard in the name of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, who is the son of Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim said so explicitly b'Daas HaRambam. And I've quoted the words, V'ra'isi b'shem ha'gon Rav Moshe Soloveitchik zatzal. Meivi b'shem oviv ha'grach zatzal, sheho isa rak mitam knas, v'loi shem macholois achsurois b'cheftza. Can't get clearer than that. There is not a din macholos asuris. The item over here has not been converted into macholos asuris. No, it's not macholos asuris. She'ein ha'issa b'maychol. The issa is not in the food. Elo she'osel harviach. Ma'issa Shabbos. The issa is mitzad yaveira. Umedaktik kein is all the words of Rav Chaim. Umedaktik kein meho Rambam. And it doesn't explain what his diuk is, but we've seen the Rambam, we know exactly what Rabbi Chaim meant. Ulafize loinesar blias hakelim. Te ein marviach al yedei pleitoson. So we started off with a Ksav Sefer who says, I don't understand. How can there possibly be an issa to cook in a pot that happens to have blias of Maisa Shabbos, but you're not nene from the Aveira? Rav Shlomo Zalman, he didn't quote the Ksav Sefer, but he says, no, the reason why it's also to cook in it, because you're right, you're not having Hano. But there's a new Pasha called Macholos Asuros. Chaim Briska says, that might be true in the Rashba. What can I do? The Rashba says, also to use the pot. Abanish in the Rambam. The Rambam says, the Gerda is, also Laila Holos. Either Gemara says, it's also Bachila, not Bahano. The Gemara means, like Rav Shlomo Zalman said, it's not Isuri Hano. The item itself has not been converted into Suri Hano. Don't look at the item, look at the Aveira. If you did an Aveira on Shabbos, if somebody sews a beged on Shabbos, of course it's also to wear. It's not Achila, it's Hano. That is the purpose for which it was sewn. If somebody builds a house on Shabbos, it's also to live in it. That was the purpose for which this house was built. Either Gemara says only Asa Ba'achila, the Gemara just meant it's not Isuri Hano. So, would you be allowed to stand by the wall of the house that was built on Shabbos and get shade from it? Of course you can. It's not Isuri Hano. If you be a bias of Hektish, then you can't stand by the bias and have Hano. You have to know it's the Reiser, Kol Maravereach, Ein Be'Mishum Me'ila, but Al Koponim, that would be considered an Issa Hano. Over here, the bias is not Isuri Hana. The bias is not Asa Hana. It's just, you're not allowed to be Nana, not from the bias, from the Aveira. Living in the house is being Nana, from the Aveira. That's the Chilek. So, what we're suggesting to Leik Rav Shlomo Zalman is just a quote, the Chayra or Chaim Briska, how he learned the Rambam. So it's not a million miles away from Rav Shlomo Zalman, but there's gewaldige nafkaminas lahalach. Rav Shlomo Zalman's whole chiddush that the food that you cook on Shabbos becomes macholis asuris and becomes osa to eat irrespective of whether or not you're getting hana or not has no makor whatsoever according to the Rambam. Because according to the Rambam, this doesn't sound a very brisk Torah, but in the Rambam, nishdaka tzvei dinim. There's no two dinim over here. There's one halacha. Don't be nana from the Aveira. And I saw this in the Orcha Shabbos. Again, don't quote me on this, not passing halachas. I'm just trying to present the different tzodim. The Orcha Shabbos says, halacha lemaisa. If somebody would accidentally add a little cup of water to his big cholent, you'd be allowed to eat the cholent. You'd be allowed to eat the cholent.
Cold water?
Yeah, you've been over Bishul De'iraisa, but at the end of the day, that little cup, as long as you're not consuming the whole cholent, has not given you any positive hana. And if we're to say, like the Rambam says, it's osaloy lehonois, then the issa can only be in as much as you're being nana from the Aveira. And he quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman, he says, I know Rav Shlomo Zalman says, not that way, of lemaisa, the Rambam says, Mufurish, not like Rav Shlomo Zalman. I can't remember if he's Mitzayin. The Maaseh Rav Shlomo Zalman himself brought the Rambam and says the Rambam is a Tzorach in by him. So Al Koponim, not coming to Paskan Halachas, L'chayra it seems to be, let's call it a Machlokes Rishonim. If the Rashba said that you can't cook in a pot that was used for Bishul on Shabbos, then we can go with Rav Shlomo Zalman. That can only be explained if we are Machadish like Rav Shlomo Zalman, that there's an Issa Macholis Asuris. Without that, then we've got the Ksav Sefer's Kasha. What hana is he getting? Rebbein of the Alma, what hana is he getting?
I have a question on this. Putting the water on the cholent, he doesn't want the cholent to burn. If he didn't put the water, the cholent would be ruined, so he has hana.
So you're asking a different shayla, you're asking whether that's called Melacha Shein Tzrichi L'Gufa, I wasn't interested in the Bishul, maybe even if we're in Issad Rabbonon, there's still a shayla of Ma'aseh Shabbos, we pass an halacha that an Issad Rabbonon is Asabai Bayoim, if it was done B'Shoigeg, then not. Okay, halacha L'Ma'aseh, ask your Rav. I'm just saying, if it was done for the purpose of adding to the chant, I wanted to add to the chant, then I suddenly thought, I didn't realize it's Shabbos. That's what they're talking about. Or a very, very common scenario, again, a quote, I'm not saying halacha l'maisa, but very often one can pour a tea for himself and not realize, I didn't realize in the cup there was cold water at the bottom. I washed it out, I didn't clean it. So you get involved at Atziruf, and if you ask the Rav, Mustama he'll be mate, because this water was already cooked, and the Dovashim is Bashal, and it's Tanan, and it's only a Mashu, and it's a Pachas Mikashe, and it's a Chatish, and it's a Bashay. There's Tzirufim. But I'm just saying, in the Ikka Yisayid HaDovah, if you cook on Shabbos, B'chi HaGavna, you're not actually Nene from that Bishul, it would seem to be a Gevaldiga Machlokes Rishonim. B'shlem Zalman was Machadish to us, it's Osa to eat that. Ah, you're not getting Hana, doesn't matter, it's Macholes Asuris. And he bases himself primarily on the Rashba and other Makiris. Rav Chaim Briska seems to be saying in the Rambam, that's not the Mashmos, the Issa is Lehonos. I, the Gemara, says it's mutter to be Nana. The Gemara just means it's not Isuri Hano. The food is not Isuri Hano. What's the Issa Hano? The Aveira. Don't be Nana from the Aveira. You can be Nana from the food.
So would it come out then that according to Rambam and Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, you don't have to cash at the pot? As they
state, look at the last line of number 13. Ulafize loy nesar blias hakelim te'im marviach alidei pleitoson. So halacha lemaisa, this might be more common than you can think. Somebody cooks b'shegig on Shabbos and suddenly you realize I've done bishul b'Shabbos. What's the status of my kli? At least one should know it's a machlokes rishonim. What the Rav will tell you, he'll tell you, Mustama will tell you it's asa because Mufurish Mishabura that it's asa. But the Ma'is is Machlokes Rishonim. Would we aser a keli if it's clay cheres that you can't do hagolah to? I don't believe any Rav will say, throw out your keli. Either Mishabura says it's asa, on a knas drabonon, on a bishul b'shegig b'mokim where the Rambam was matted, if you're a chayim, we wouldn't throw out a pot l'chayr. I'm not a Rav, but l'chayr, that's what a Rav would say. Let's just be masakim what we said. The Gemara in Bava Kama and other Gemaras tells us that there's an Issa called Maisa Shabbos. Machlokes, whether it's Deraisa or Drabonon. And the Gemara seems to be saying clearly, it's also only to be Eichel. But to be Nana is no problem at all. Lochem, it's for you. So first of all, we said, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, there's Mishnayos up and down all over Shas that you can't be Nana either. don't have anah from the candle, don't walk down the ramp, don't use the kalim. So how can the Gemara say it's mutar b'anah? And secondly, the ksav sefer's kasha, how can the pot be osur to cook and you're not being nana? And he's not moisif, but we were moisif. The Shulchan Aruch Rav said it's osur l'olam. After 24 hours, you're definitely not nana. So we said, b'shem Zalman's chiddush gadol, there are two dinim in Maaseh Shabbos. There's one pasha called Macholes Asurais that converts the food into forbidden food irrespective of whether or not you're Nana. There's also an Issa Hanah, but not that the food's Asa Bahanah, the Avera is, and he made Nafkaminas accordingly, but Bereisham, he said, that's why the pot is Asa to use, because it's as if you cooked forbidden food in it. He's Mitzayin himself, that the Rambam's not Mashma like that. The Rambam says it is one Geder, Asa Loile Honis. Chaim Brisker Mufurush was Medayek that Rambam, and he said specifically, Ein ha issa b'maychel. The food did not become osa. Ela she'osa l'harviach in Maaseh Shabbos. The Avera became osa to be nene from. There are no two dinim. And as he concluded, Mufurush, Chaim Paskin, it seems to be in light of this Rambam, not like the Rashba, if you'd cook in the pot on Shabbos, because you're not being nene from the Avera, the pot would not necessitate Hagolah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Sure.